This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us right now, Florida State Senator Jay Collins. And good morning, Senator. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing this morning?
Doing fantastic. It's great to hear from you again. And I know a lot of people want to thank you, including me, that you were really instrumental in a lot of flights that were done privately from Israel, bringing Americans back. I know you teamed up with Grey Bull. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, no, and thank you for bringing that up, man. First off, my heart goes out to people in Texas. I can't imagine, as a dad, what's going through their minds, man. Golly, heartbreaking. Absolutely horrific. One of the most just gut-wrenching stories we've seen in a while. And, you know, I think it's interesting to transition from there into Israel. You know, things could have gone really sideways for our citizens. And what we did is we listened to the Trump administration and how I think they really want to focus on the states stepping up for emergencies, the states putting their money where their mouth is. And, you know, I got to give Governor DeSantis his props on this. What he's done all along is step up and lead when given opportunities, stepped up and lead and taken opportunities. And this was no different. You know, he went out there, he put money on the line. We brought back American citizens. And of course, you know, I had the opportunity to go forward. I was actually in Israel. I was in Cyprus, I was in Amman, Jordan, and a few other places, tracking down American citizens, getting them on buses, moving across the border, getting them on planes from Amman to Cyprus, Cyprus to Tampa, and then redoing the entire thing. You know, it was a blessing to have a certain set of skills before I came into politics. It kind of felt like an old pair of boots, just fit right. But it was an incredible thing, man. But I think the most moving part of it was to see American citizens who really thought they were going to die come home, and the welling up of emotion and the gratitude for what our country provides them. Man, if we could bottle that up, Bob, I can't imagine how much better off our nation would be if you could just show people how blessed we are to be citizens of this country.
Yeah, unfortunately, it takes sometimes, you know, tragedies to bring us together and to realize how good we do have it. And yeah, I mean, you're a former Green Beret and combat veteran. So for you, you know, there probably wasn't a high level of fear, but for a lot of people, even when you're in a plane flying, you know, out of a potential war zone, that can't be a great feeling for a lot of folks.
For sure. Well, and the airspace was grounded. The boats were grounded. There was no movement. So unless you wanted to go through the border in Egypt or Jordan, there wasn't a whole lot of movement. And people were very uncomfortable. And I'll tell you this. I've been shot at by a lot of things. This is my first time getting shot at with a ballistic missile. And there was a few that were a lot closer than I wanted them to be. And, you know, we had some concrete blowing past us. And it was real. Yeah. You know, keeping your head about you is very a key thing in this arena. But, man, I couldn't imagine being a young child or a mom worrying about our kids right there in that situation. So thank God we had the opportunity to step up and lead. Over 2,000 Americans came home. American citizens, most of them Floridians. Just a blessing to serve, and I'm grateful that we could do that for so many.
Hey, what about the state budget now? Are you pretty happy with how that has turned out? Of course, we don't always get everything we want, but overall, pretty good?
Yeah, I think overall it went pretty well. There's some things that we don't love, you know, some things that I don't love, but in the end, I'm glad we got it done. I'm hopeful that this next session, we don't have to go for the elongated approach to this. Would be a lot better to get this thing done at day 60 than day whatever it was, 90, whatever. But, look, I think the sales tax holidays were something I've heard a lot of gratitude in the community for. People are excited about the 2A one. They're excited about the emergency. And they're excited about the back-to-school things that we've always habitually done. Personally, my projects, I focused on veterans issues, first responder issues, you know, things that support people who support us, who stand up for us, especially those who are there when times are at their worst. I think we have a moral obligation to make sure they have what they need to take care of our veterans, and that's the big focus I had. So I'm very pleased with how that turned out. And, you know, we'll be back at this in October for committees, and January we'll start off the next session.
Well, you know, one of the pet projects of mine is, if you want to call it, Free Florida, then maybe we should go along with 45 states that allow some form of open carry. And I'm dismayed that the leadership keeps pushing that down and pushing that down. I'd love to see it succeed. What are your thoughts, and can you bring a bill up?
Yeah, so I'm a 2A guy. I love it. And I don't know that you're going to have the votes for 2A in the Senate. I would do it in a heartbeat. I think we've got less than 20 as of right now that would support that. My fear is that if you do that, you're going to kill any other potential movement. But am I afraid to do it? No. Am I willing to do it? Yes. We just got to see what happens and how this thing plays out. I would love to bring all of our 2A rights back, but I'm not going to trade perfect for wins. I'm going to get every inch I can, because if we don't, we're failing our community. We're failing our kids. We've got to claw back every single thing.
Yep.
You know, the 21 to 18, I ran that last year. I think that's probably the most egregious problem. That is purely constitutional. I think you look at some of the red flag discussion and some of the exclusion zones. I don't love any of those. I think those are things we should be talking about and working through. And, of course, I think open carry is a cherry on top in terms of all of these things. There's a lot of work to do.
Alligator Alcatraz getting a lot of media play. I know we've covered a lot of that, but a little closer to home for me, at least, because I live out in the Keystone Heights area. What's the possibility that part of Camp Blanding may be on the drawing board for a possibility of doing something similar to Alligator Alcatraz?
Well, you know, I'm hearing that as well, and I don't think it's a horrible idea. There's space available. This is all going to be reimbursed through DHS, it looks like, so this is a win for the state. This is a revenue source while solving a huge issue at the state level. Because let's be honest, just housing them, yes, we'll get reimbursed, but when they come, people come off the books that are illegally here and are taking taxpayer dollars for whatever services, that's a problem, right? That's a net gain no matter what we do.
No,
especially if we're talking about our criminal elements within the illegal immigrant community. We absolutely need to do that. So,
yeah, and I'm not being an NIMBY. I support that. I support Alligator Alcatraz. I support the governor's efforts for deportation, of course, with the president along with it. And we all got to do our part and a little bit of sacrifice to make things right.
Yeah, every state's a border state, man. You can't say it enough. If people don't think illegal immigration is a problem in Florida, you haven't traveled the state of Florida.
You know, we cover Gainesville, Ocala, and a broader area in our listenership, but we're actually in Gainesville. And the sanctuary city status that they've had through the years and stuff, you know, what is Florida going to do specifically, or is this going to be done more on a federal level to make sure that, you know, bad guys that are illegal get taken off the streets in sanctuary cities as well?
Well, I think Governor DeSantis has been incredibly clear. This is not the state. If you're going to be a sanctuary city, you're going to play those games, you're going to pay a price. 100%. Guys, we have to look out for our citizens first. You know, you and I have talked about it multiple times on this show. We have to do what's right for our citizens and our people. And yes, do I have empathy for people? Yeah, I've traveled the entire world. But I give all of my love all of my support to our American citizens, keeping them safe, keeping our communities moving forward and doing what's right. If you entered the states illegally, that's the crime. That is a crime in and of itself, and we have to be serious about our border and about our state and our national boundaries. It's an important part of this. So, yeah, if you're a sanctuary city, I would definitely rethink your approach to this. This is not the state to do that, and I don't think the governor is ever going to back down, and the president's been very clear on this issue as well.
Now, one of the things in Tallahassee, you know, we've been following and is a big concern, you know, for the constituents is, you know, the high cost of insurance, automobile insurance, one of them, but certainly homeowners insurance. And I know we've made some strides. Is there any future plans to work even harder to bring costs down?
Oh, 100%. Look, we have got to keep digging into this. You know, what's nice is 2 years back, we did all of that tort reform. We've seen that help. Right, we've got other insurance companies that have come back into the market, more within the secondary market. That helps drive down the cost because of competition. Insurance companies are filing for rate reductions now, finally, for the first time in a decade for many cases. But yes, we're not done yet. What we know is that the tort reform worked. There are still a few things we can tweak in that arena, but there's other levers to pull within the insurance arena as well, and we're going to look at all of those. But what I want folks to know is at no point have your local or state leadership just sat back on our hands and hoped and prayed for the best and done nothing. What I am very hesitant to do, I'd say even reticent to do, is start pulling levers before we know exactly what the laws we wrote before that have done. Because, holy cow, the compounding factor and mistakes that can happen when you write a law, readjust the law and keep going down, you just keep chasing your tail and you can never fix the root cause because you really don't know what you're doing or what worked or didn't. But we have good data now, and I think we're starting to move towards that. But the market is stabilizing. There are more companies coming in, and hopefully, God willing, we won't have a huge hurricane hit the state this year, and I think you'll see great returns moving forward. But yes, we'll work on it, Bob. All day, every day.
We love it. Florida State Senator Jay Collins, thank you for your service to the country. Thank you for now serving at the state level. Thanks for all you've done, bringing people back from Israel. And we wish you safety and continue good job.
Well, hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity. Love being on the show. And have a great week. And God bless, my friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games. and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.